But there's a very nice Chassidish Shavart that I once heard, and I thought it was very insightful. The reason why it's a Chassidish Shavart is because it's probably not the pshat, but nonetheless has a very, very beautiful, educational, inspiring, and relevant to our lives message. I say this from time to time, that the goal of Litvisha Torah is to understand what the author had in mind when he made the statement he meant. And the goal of Chassidish Torah is to grow from the Torah you're learning. You uncover his ratzon, his intention, you don't, it's like totally irrelevant. And I use one of the greatest examples in my mind is a Chassidish Torah that says, Re'ei Anochi. It's all about introspection. You got to look into your own heart and figure out who you are. Now, anyone who knows the Pasuk knows that's not Pshat the Pasuk. You know, the grammar is wrong. And certainly if you read the rest of the Pasuk, Re'ei Anochi Nosei Lefnechem Hayom, Bracha V'Klal, it's not talking about introspection really at all. But the point is not so much the correct interpretation as to what the author had originally intended, but rather, is there something meaningful, spiritual, worthwhile, psychologically insightful, or any other hashkafic message that's worthwhile for me to take out of this? So in that sense, this Chassidish Shavart is absolutely beautiful. The question is, when Rabbi Akiva said, Zeklal Gadol B'Torah, in reference to V'ahavtal Re'echa Kamocha, what was he talking about? I don't mean to minimize V'ahavtal Re'echa Kamocha by any means, but one may ask, is it more important than believing in God? If you don't believe in, there are 13 principles of faith. If you reject any one of them, you're a kofer. Heretic and apikoros. Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Very severe. Very, very severe. Judaism takes that stuff seriously. Emunah v'Hashem. How can anything be more important in religion besides Emunah and Hashem? Is that klal gadol b'Torah? You want to tell me it's one of the klalim? Great. You want to tell me it's number 14 after the top 13 principles of faith? Maybe. You want to tell me it even beats some of those principles of faith? I can hear that also, but more than Anochi Hashem Elokecha? That's not the klal gadol b'yados? And the answer may be, yeah, you're right. It's not the klal gadol. In yados, it's klal gadol b'Torah. In other words, in terms of Jewish perspective, in terms of values, in terms of Yahadus, maybe the most important thing is really Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Zeklal Gadol B'Torah means when you're learning Torah, when you're Osek and Lima Torah, when you're growing in Tosfos and Rashi and understanding the depth and Amkus of the Rishonim, of the Achronim, of the Gemaras, of Psukim, of Mefarshim, of Hashkafa, when you're trying to understand that as best as you can, there becomes almost a natural desire or yetzahara to become competitive. To wonder, I'm better than this one. Am I better than that one? I'm only focusing on uncovering truth and MS. And therefore, how important is it for me to deal with whatever shtuyo you're dealing with? I got to focus. I got to learn. I have no time to deal with your question. No time to deal with your narishkeit. No time to deal with you. And perhaps Rabbi Akiva, who was so involved in educating Talmidei Chacham, watched his own students fall by not being nohei kavod zeh bazeh, lo nohagu kavod zeh bazeh. Watched people aspire and succeed in learning based upon becoming competitive opposed to based on doing what Hashem wants in this world and supplying Klal Yisrael with what it needs. When it's all about you, you want to succeed and have others fail. When it's all about you, you want to succeed and not be sensitive towards other people's questions and love and care and sense and sensitivities and feelings. And therefore, there's a Yetzer Hara in Talmud Torah, which is a terrible Yetzer Hara like every other one. A mistake, and perhaps even twice as bad, because sometimes people associate Yeshiva Bacharim with this mindset. But Torah is not about you. Torah is about building yourself to serve Hashem properly, building Talmidei Chachamim in Klal Yisrael. Perhaps in our community, the modern Orthodox world, there's more of a need for them. Balabatim, we're holding in Chas and Poskim and value it. Balabatim, we're finishing Masechtas. And when you walk into a shul, some guy says, this guy just finished Masechtas Kedusha with Rashi and Tosfos. opposed to he got a $10 million bonus from Goldman Sachs? Theoretically, if people would choose one of those two comments to make it to when you walk into shul, one might even hear the latter over the former, as if that's what our community values more. When Torah is about building Klal Yisrael, building Ratzon Hashem and Yediyah of Ratzon Hashem in this world, it's a lot easier. Zeh Klal Gadol b'Torah is to keep your Talmud Torah navigated in the right way. It's not Zeh Klal Gadol b'Yadus. It's Zeh Klal Gadol b'Talmud Torah. It's Zeh Klal Gadol b'Lima Torah. Rabbi Akiva is not teaching a din. He's giving a Musa Shmus. When you're learning, keep it focused. If you're struggling with V'haftorecha Kamocha, when you learn, it means your Torah is flawed. I'm going to say that again. If you're struggling with V'haftorecha Kamocha, it means Torah is not doing for you what it should be doing. Torah should be facilitating a greater sense of sensitivity, love, compassion, care, dream, conviction, dedication. If you don't see Torah making you a better person, it's worthwhile to rethink your subconscious goals of why you're learning. Often, Torah serves as glue. It cements and concretizes the subconscious goals you have in mind while learning. That's one of the reasons perhaps Rav Chaim Volozhiner used to say, think about Hashem not while you're learning, because that's Bittul Torah, you got to focus on your learning. Think about Hashem before and after. Almost like subconsciously couch into your mindset. I'm learning because it's what Hashem wants out of me. I'm learning because Klal Yisrael needs people who know Torah. I'm learning because I want to share it with Jews now, later. Zeh Klal Gadol b'Torah. And perhaps in addition to this specific mindset of how to learn, during Seder is a great sense of taking into account the needs of Klal Yisrael at large. If Rabbi Akiva's students died for not being Noe Kavod Zeh B'Zeh B'Dafka when they were learning Torah, perhaps in addition to us doing it the right way while we're learning Torah, we should do it the right way in everything. I heard a great vart from somebody, Rabbi Applebaum, who pointed out, it might not be by chance that all 5 days where Klal Yisrael like to have Hashkafic debates all take place during Sefirah. Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, Lag BaOmer, and Yom Yerushalayim are all subject to major Hashkafic debates. And it could be, it's not by chance, but how to celebrate these days, because it's subject to so much Machlokes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka stuck them in Sefira where we're supposed to have Chalukei Deos without Machlokes. Where we're supposed to be working on, I recognize Elu V'Elu, I recognize your different perspective, I recognize your different opinion, and see greater than that. And I like to use a mashal. My children come over to me with strong conviction. Abba, she had 4 more minutes on the computer than I did. She had a longer term, and it is not fair. My daughter will respond to my son, no, I didn't. It doesn't count when I was looking for my program. It only counts when the program started. You counted yours the wrong way. I started at the end of the minute, not the beginning of the minute. You counted wrong. It was only 2 extra minutes, and those were entitled to me. And there's a real sense of who is right. Beyond the desire to watch 4 more minutes of whatever they're watching on YouTube, there's a real sense of it's not fair. We want things to be fair. Now, my perspective is, as I once heard Bill Cosby say, it's a name you got to be careful quoting these days. He said, children want justice, parents want peace and quiet. I don't care which of my kids watches 4 more minutes of this one or that one. If it's a 2-hour turn, they get 2 hours and 4 minutes. Or if it's a 10-minute turn, they get 14 minutes. I know proportionally it's significantly different, but I don't care at all. I just want to like let them sit in front. It's not like the other one wasn't watching the other one's show. You know what I'm saying? When my son was watching, my daughter sat right there glued just as much to whatever he was watching. My children want justice. If this one was wrong, they one should get punished. And sometimes I have to sit down and tell one child, I know you want this one punished, but But it's not best for the child to get punished. Even though they did something wrong, sometimes communication helps. Remember how you did something wrong and I spoke to you and you appreciated it over a punishment and you learned from it, you grew from it? And like it takes some time to like develop that perspective. Somehow we don't realize that the mashal is true, not just for children and parents, but the nimshal is true for us and other Jews out there. There's a chance that Kadosh Baruch Hu is up in Shemayim saying, I'm less concerned what kippah you wear and more concerned that you love each other, even though you think it's really important what kippah he's wearing. I'm less concerned how broad-minded or narrow-minded you are. I want you more just to love each other. You want to have difference of opinion? I'm okay with that. And there is a sense of justice. There's a chance that Kadosh Baruch Hu is up in Shemayim, looking down at us, telling us, I'm interested in peace more than I'm interested in justice. That's not to the exclusion of wild, crazy hashkafas. I also want my children to, you know, although I want peace more than I want justice, I would not want my son doing something way out of line, or my daughter, way out of line. There's a balance there. Probably the same is true of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. One shouldn't think, you know, that there's Shivim Panim LaTorah, L'Rabos, the 71st. There's a 71st pun which is inappropriate. There's such a thing as Hashkaf LaTorah, and where we draw our lines and gvulot and boundaries. No one thinks Jews for Jesus is appropriate, and significantly closer to us, there are many things that are inappropriate and wrong as well. My point now is, the point of seer now is not to focus on those as much as it is the love and the care. That when we learn, it should be Zeklal Gadol B'Torah. The reason why we learn should navigate how we act while we're learning and after we're learning and who we are as people. The love of Klal Yisrael, the desire to serve Hashem properly, should manifest itself. And if a person asks us a kasha or gets stuck, we have the patience. If a person, you know, asks a quick something or other, you battle for 2 seconds to answer a question. You don't need 2 hours to be polite to the person. You can politely say, let's talk a little later or some other time. But the love and vision of building serious, serious Talmidei Chachamim when we're learning. Not just covering one perek, not just covering one tosfos, but growing as real Talmidei Chachamim, because that's what Hashem wants, that's what our community in Klal Yisrael needs. Should help us be more embracing and loving of Jews who are around us and not. Zeklal Gadol B'Torah may not be the most important klal in Yahadus, but in Lima Torah, it's certainly what is the most important thing, because it keeps us focused on the right target. Then I mentioned briefly, in summary as well, to see the larger picture of what Hashem cares about. Most likely, He'd rather have you learn one less tosfos and show love and care and respect for other people, like you would have wanted Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim to have done as well. We should internalize the messages of Sirah Saomer, the Pirkei Avos we learn every week, to help work on the Midos, to be not last, but be on the Chavero. We should work on our Zekhal Gadol B'Torah, V'ahav Torecha Kamocha, within Torah and without, and continue to grow ourselves into the greatest over the Hashem religious personality possible can be. Have a good day.